USA Radio News.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas has reached $5.04. This is the highest recorded average price for a gallon of gas, according to AAA's tracking data. And it marks the 15th straight day of a new record high. Just 1 year ago, the national average stood at $3.07 per gallon. As President Biden is visiting New Mexico, residents are angry over how federal officials allowed planned burns to spread out of control, leading to the largest blaze in recorded state history. The fire that is still burning already has destroyed more than 430 homes. The president is set to address the matter. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Los Angeles City Council ratified a local emergency declaration by Mayor Eric Garcetti to prevent local price gouging amid the shortage of baby formula across the U.S. Under the local emergency declaration, it is illegal for any person or business to sell baby or toddler formula for more than 10% the price charged prior to the emergency declaration. This is all according to the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. It's not clear if any other state or city is entering the same declaration. Speaking of California, Cal Fire officials say PG&E had an excessively delayed response that contributed to the initial spread of last year's Dixie Fire in Northern California. It took a troubleshooter 10 hours to arrive. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The family of WNBA star Brittany Griner is calling on the Biden administration to take action to free her and bring her back to the U.S. A rally and prayer vigil was held earlier this week for Griner in her hometown of Houston, Texas, where her wife and family urged President Biden to take steps necessary to ensure her immediate and safe return. The Olympic gold medalist has been detained in Russia since mid-February when marijuana vape cartridges were allegedly found in her luggage at the airport. Former Alaska Governor and Republican Vice Presidential nominee Sarah Palin is among 48 candidates running in an open primary to fill the seat of late Republican Congressman Don Young. After 4 years of having open public restrooms, Starbucks may not be having them anymore. Howard Schultz, the CEO of the company, said that a growing mental health problem was posing a threat to the staff and customers and making it difficult for Starbucks employees to manage its stores with the current policy in place. It has not been released when they will be starting to implement this at all Starbucks throughout the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.